Okay, today's daf is about Azara Daf Ches, and we are on Zion Amabez, all the way at the bottom. As we continue here in the first parak of Avodah Zarah, Lifnei Idehen, parak Lifnei Idehen, and we are towards the bottom. Yesterday on Amabez, we spoke all about the statements of Nachum Amadai and how the other Tanoim said, oh, we don't like what he says, Neshak Adar V'lo Nomar, and finally he said something that they accept, and the one who supported him said, that's not saying much. Why? Because he's not only Nachamada that says, makes that statement, that you could be Shoal Tzrachav in Shomea Tefillah, but there are others, and we're in the middle of that discussion, quoting where one is allowed to be Shoal Tzrachim in their Tefillah. So he quoted the first two opinions of the Brisa, which were based on Psukim, and we said each of the Psukim isn't Machria either way, so it has to be based on something else. So what are they arguing about? So that's what the Gemara picks up, three lines from the bottom, but my kamiflagi. So what is the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua if the psukim could be read in both ways, that how they understood it? So it must be they're arguing about something else. Kidadarish Rabbi Simloi. The Darish Rabbi Simloi, as Rabbi Simloi says, La Olam Yasader Adam Shivchosha Makom Yachakach Yispala. Moshe, right, Rav Simloi says, first we should have Shevach, first we should praise Hashem, and then we should daven. Right, as we know, what we do, Shevach, Bakasha, and Toda'a, Minalani Moshe Rabbeinu. How do you know that structure from Moshe Rabbeinu? Dichsiv, as it says in the beginning of Dvarim, Asher Melokim, Atachi Lo Salaroses Avdecha. You started to show your servant, Vechulu, and Moshe Rabbeinu is about to say, well, you showed me so much, you know, how about you show me a little more? Vixiv Basrei, Ebrana Ve'eras Eretz HaTova. So first it talks about how great and how much Hashem has done, and then Moshe Rabbeinu davens to be able to pass over into Eretz Yisrael, into the Eretz HaTova. There's only one land in the entire universe that's called Eretz HaTova. And that, of course, is Eretz Yisrael. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. First he was Mishabeach, and then he was Mevakesh. So do we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu? So Rabbi Yeshua Savar Yalfina Mi Moshe. Rabbi Yeshua says, we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, right? And therefore, first you're Mishabeach, and then you're Mevakesh. Rabbi Elazar Savar Lo Yalfina Mi Moshe. Rabbi Elazar says, no, we can't learn from Moshe. Moshe's different. Shiny Moshe de Rav Guvrei. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was different because Rav Guvrei. What does that mean? He's powerful. He's different. Rav Guvrei, Rashi, Rav Guvrei, Gdulas Maasa v'chachmasa Rabba. His actions are great. His chachma is great. V'no elo l'shabeach u'lahadif b'shivchoshem melach malachim melachim. Right? It's good for him to be mishabeach Hashem. Aval inish ba'alma mechzi ki yuhara. But when it comes to someone else, it would appear like you are right to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? When you walk in, you talk about how great the king is. That's what we do. So we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what we paskin. But Rav Elazar says, Rav Guvrei, it would appear like Yuhara. Right? Yuhara is one of those flexible concepts that looking at it various sugyas, it depends on person, as here, it depends on they're doing the same two people are doing the same thing. But one is Mechzik Yuhara, one is not Mechzik Yuhara. You could have the same action and the same person, but different circumstances. And therefore, one would be Mechzik Yuhara, one would not be Mechzik Yuhara. Right? A great example of this is the Gemara in Maseches Brachas. Right? We know in Maseches Brachas, the Gemara talks about, the Mishnayos talk about, at the beginning about saying Kriya Shema on the first night when somebody gets married. The Mishnah on Daf Tezayin of an Aleph in Brachas, where the Mishnah says the few stories about Rabbi Gamliel, and the Mishnah says, he said Kriyishma on the first night. Didn't you teach us that a chasin is pater? Right, then I'm not gonna listen to you, Rabbi Gamliel. Right, even though the Tanakhama held that a chasin is pater mikriyishma, Rabbi Gamliel said Kriyishma. I'm saying it. So Tosfos, two daf later, Tosfos on Yud Zayin Amabez discusses this issue of Kriyishma. What do we do? Says Tosfos, Miyu Anu Shebishum Panim Ein Anu Mechavin Heitev Gam Chasan Yesh Likros. Right now, why don't we say you can say Kriyishma? Unlike that earlier story of Rabbi Gamliel, Mechzikiyura. What? I can have kavana. I'm okay, even though I have things my mind on other things. I'll have kavana. It's okay. Now I'm going to do that. Mechzikiyura. Tosfos says Bizmana said just the opposite. Exactly the opposite. Right, nowadays, if you don't say Kriya Shema, oh, you usually have Kavana. Usually you focus, oh, tonight you can't. We never have Kavana, says Tosfos. V'anu, shebishum panim, Ein onu mechavnim heitev. Gam chazan yesh likros. Di adarabba nira ki yuara im lo yikra. Klomar, ani mechaven b'chol sho. Avol asuz malacha. Betisha b'avein asuz malacha. Right? That's different. But either way, that's an example where mechzik yuara, again, depends on context. Again, a very big topic comes up in many different places. Interesting though, the discussion here is whether we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't know for sure, but I'm wondering if the Rambam had this Gemara in mind when he wrote his line in Hilchos Shuva, as we have noted in the past. The Rambam in Hilchos Shuva, in the middle of Hilchos Shuva, which is self-interesting. Middle of Hilchos Shuva, the Rambam talks about Bechira Chavshis. Right in the middle. One would have thought that he would talk about Bechira Chavshis right at the beginning of Hilchos Shuva. Everybody has free choice, and therefore, you know, even if you're sinning, you can do tshuva. The Rambam doesn't do that. The Rambam talks about Bechira Chavshis Dafka in Parakei. Right, Parakei, and also in Parak Vav, but one has to analyze the Rambam. Why does he break up Hilchos Tshuva into the first four prakim of Tshuva and the last few prakim of Tshuva? And Dafka in the middle, he talks about Bechira Chavshis. Is there a difference between the Tshuva of Parak Aleph, Beis, and Gimel and the Tshuva of that he has afterwards of Vav is more of a general about sometimes people do chatoim and Hashem prevents tshuva, and then the end. But either way, the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Hey, all about Bechira Chavshis, the Rambam has his well-known line. Don't think that, you know, you're weighted and, you know, you're meant to do sin. Like, we don't believe in the doctrine of original sin, as other religions do. That once David Adam Rishon sinned, you know, we're destined to sin. No! We are have all the powers in the world every single day to be a tzaddik or a rasha. And the Rambam, here's the line. The Rambam says, "Ela kol adam ba'adam, roi lio tzaddik kemoshe rabbeinu, o rasha ki yiravam, o chacham o sachal, o rachman o achzari, o kili o shua v'chein shar kol adeus. Ve'en lo mishich peyo v'lo gozer olav. Nobody's forcing you to do anything. V'lo mishem moshcho le'echa mishay drachim elu. Drachim. Nobody's pulling you to one side. Elohu me'atzmo umidaito notel le'ezer derech sheyirtze." Right, just you know, you're pulling yourself. And he quotes a pasuk in Eicha. Hushir miyo omer mipi elyon lo teitzi haroz vatov. Klomer ein abari gozer ala adam lo lios tov v'lo lios ra. And therefore, if somebody sins, hu hifsid atzmo. And therefore, you gotta try your best. So, out of all the people that he says you can learn from, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu you can learn from. You could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. That's great. Yes, one of the animamins is that you can't be like Moshe Rabbeinu, but that's, of course, in terms of nevuah. One of the animamins, we believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi in the history of the world. Nobody like him before, and nobody will be like him after. In Gadlus, in Chachma, you know, in potential, I want to say Chachma, in potential, you know, the Rambam says, we could be like Moshe Rabbeinu, right? It says on the Rambam's Kever, Moshe ad Moshe, lokam kemoshe, right? So that's already a comparison. But that's the Rambam, that we could be like Moshe. We could be like Moshe in a certain way. So our Gemara, we paskin, that we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore we do the Shevach before, and it's not Mechzik Yora. It's not Mechzik Yora. When we start the Amida every time, we don't know that it's Mechzik Yora. We say that it is okay that you could do Shevach first. But again, we don't fully paskin that way. We just, in that regard, we might hold like Moshe, but we really paskin like the following shita. Third line. V'chachamim omrim, lo kedivrei zeh v'lo kedivrei zeh. We don't paskin like either of those opinions, meaning you could be shol tzrachav in a vacuum, but ella, shol adam tzrachav b'shomei tefillah. That's really how we paskin. You could ask all one's needs in the catch-all bracha, the last of the bakashos, in the middle of the Amida, Shomea Tfila. Right, that is what we hold, and then we have the, take out the parentheses, Amar of Yehuda Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shelas, Meshe Derav, Afalpi. Even though, as we know, the halacha is that one can ask for anything they want in Kiyata Shomea, but aval, you're also allowed in each bracha to add in, if you want, something related. Aval embalo mar besof kal bracha ubracha. Me'ein kal bracha ubracha omer. But if you want to add in, towards the end of each bracha, something similar to the bracha omer, so then one can add in towards the end of each bracha. For example, what? What would I add in? Amazing. What does Rashi say? Maybe Rashi just says this because it's the first of the Bakashas, Atachone. Okay, that's true. But he also might say this because he talks about number one and number four. You know, one, though, if he's just picking the first two, then he would say the first two. But he says, for example, if somebody's not remembering their learning, let him daven that Hashem helps him remember his learning. Wow. Im haya meshakeach talmudo, marich b'choni nadas. Rashi could have also said, if somebody's having difficulty dealing with a certain situation, or Rashi's having difficulty, right, there are a lot of things that we need chachma for. Rashi Dafka says, meshakeach talmudo. Right, that's the key. Im haya meshakeach talmudo, we have to daven. Right, if we can't remember everything, you know, we have to try harder, and we have to daven. Marich b'choni nadas. Im bal tshuva, hu, marich b'harotze b'tshuva. V'chein kulan. Oh, he does say I take it back. Right, Hashiveinu Avinu, he does say that. I thought it was going on the other one. Okay, but it could be the first two, but either way, it's still interesting that he gives those examples. Again, everything has tefillah related to it. Remember the Gemara at the end of Maseches Nida? Well, the Gemara says, how do you become rich? You have to sit and do business. What do you mean? Many people try that. You have to work hard, and you have to daven. Right, how do you become chacham? Right, you have to say, yarbe b'yeshiva, b'yachcham. Right, many people try that. Yeah, but you have to daven also. Haba ho ha lo lo sagi. Right, so each one. And again, yeah, I gotta take that back. Rashi says the first two, but again, I like the mishakeach tamudo line. But that is if one needs besov kol bracha ubracha, and that's what the halacha is. And we quote we pass it this way in Simon Kuf Yutes and Shulchan Aruch. The Rama does though say that, according to the Tur, that it's dafka besov kol bracha ubracha. Every bracha should start off the way that Anshek Nasa Gadola wanted it to start off. I shouldn't start off Rafa'enu with asking a personal bakasha and then Rafa'enu. Say the words that the Anshek Nasa Gadola first said. The Rama says, Ukshu Mosif Yaschil Bebracha V'Yacharkach Mosif. Avalo Yosef V'Yacharkach Yaschil Bracha. Don't do that. First say what Chazal wanted us to say, and then we can add in. There's an amazing Aruch HaShulchan here. I don't know why this Aruch HaShulchan isn't more famous, but try to make it famous right now. Says the Aruch HaShulchan in the Siman, it's Kuf Yutes. He says there are many of us, even printed in Sidurim, that have added areas of the Amida that we always say. Well, let's say there's a specific part, whether it's for Parnasa or whether it's, you know, sometimes one would think that there's a specific area that it's not a hosafa, that has become part of the ikker part of my Amida. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's very inappropriate. The Anshei Knesset Gedola, they wrote the Amida. Period. You want to add in here and there and at certain times of the year and at certain times with the Zetzara, but to add in something permanently, you're basically adding on to the Anshei Knesset Gedola Amida, and he says that's inappropriate. He says, and sometimes you look in some Sidurim, and there are tefillahs there that are added. He says, the Matfisim are in charge. Right, the ones that publish the Siddur, they decide what's part of the Anshei Knesset Gedola's tefillah and not. And he says it's terrible. It's amazing. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Kuf Yutes Beis. Vida, Dezed Dover Pashut, Shelo Hitiru Chazal LaHosef, B'Shmona Esrei. Interesting, he says Shmona Esrei. The Aruch HaShulchan, his own son, the Torah Tamima, in his commentary on Siddur, Baruch Sh'amar, gets very upset that people call it Shmona Esrei, because it's not Shmona Esrei. Right, it's 19, and people call Shmona Esrei on Shabbos when it's only 7, but we call Shmona Esrei. Okay, that's what we say. But he in his Baruch Shamar, he says call the Amida. So sometimes I remember, sometimes we just say Shmona Esrei. Anyway, so Tiru Chazal Osef Shmona Esrei El B'Mikra Kishetzarich Lazeh. When you need something, Avala Hosef Tfila Kavua Tmidios B'Shmona Esrei Hu Hazaza Yetera V'Chutzpa Klape Anshei Knesset Gedola. The Aruch HaShulchan always tries to defend Klal Yisrael. So when he gets upset about something, it's very telling. V'yalze yodeh kol tamar chacham. V'kol asher yiras Hashem bekirbo. U'v'chein yeish litzok al hamadfisim. Shehofisu hosifu b'sidurim b'shma koleinu tila kavua. An Hashem chatasi. Atahu azonu mefarnes. They add in for vidu, they add in for panasa. V'rabim me'ame ha'aretz omrim zeh tamid b'chol tfilas yurches. V'libi alai davoy ala ma'isa zeh. Right, he's going out for the covet of the Anshei Knesset Gedola. V'shamati shekvar hirish al zeh echad migolei hadar b'dor shalafaneinu el shabonoseinu imsar alma b'yoda detipshoi v'amatfisim osim kirtzonam v'yem b'yadeinu limchos. We have no power. If it's in print, it must be true, as they say. V'zeh shehiviu me'azohar shetov lishalom zonosav tamid. Right, if you should always ask about your panasa, filu ashir, all his vados. Right, the Zohar that says it's always good to do vidui, it's always good to ask for your panasa. Zeo vada kenu, that's true. Avolola asos nuscha kavua betok tfilos Anshei Knesset Gedola. Don't say the same exact words every single time, because then that's giving the impression that that's part. Vim yirte yachol lomar osam achar atfilo v'yachar yilratzon. Umi yimcha biyado v'kvar amru b'gemara, as we'll see that you could add on afterwards. But that's a very important Aruch HaShulchan. Kuf yutez beis, we shouldn't add something on b'derach kavua for months and years, because then we're just adding on to what the Amidah is, and that's not, they didn't write it, so therefore we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't do that either. Again, there's a lot more. Let's just do a few more lines, and then there's a lot more to say. Says the Gemara. Amar b'chiyah bar ashi amar rav. Even though we said that you could add in Shomei Tefillah, and as we said at the end of Kol Bracha, Em Yesh L'Chola B'toch Beiso, Omer B'Bichas Cholim, V'im Tzorach L'Parnasa, Omer B'Bichas Hashanim. Right, you're allowed to add in to different places. Right, there's a minhag of Klal Yisrael every Tuesday of Parshas B'Shalach to add in the Parshas Aman, not in the Amidah, but sometime during the day. But again, that's also a minhag. But again, this is these are all adding in what you want, but not something that is a derech kfias. Amr Bishop and Levi finishing up, and then we'll try to talk about all of these ideas. Aval Pisha Amru Adam Atzracha Bishomea Tfila, Aval Balo Maracha Tfila, so Afilu Kasidu Yamakipurim, Omer. If you want to add in something at the end, even if, like, as long as all the Al-Khaits, you can, because basically you're finished. You're finished, and if you're finished, you can add in. Big discussion in the postgim. Is that before Yil HaRatzon Im Refi? Is that after Yil HaRatzon Im Refi? If it's before, it sounds like if you want it to be part of the Amidos, maybe you should be in the beforehand. But then the point is, well, you're finished. The point is that you don't want to add in during, because then that would be adding in. That's what the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Kuf Chav Beis. Kuf Chav Beis. In Bala Hafsik Velanos Kadosh V'Kedusha Bein Shmona Esrei. Even the Shulchan Aruch calls it that, right? So we can't, even though the Torah gets upset about it, you know, that's what we call it, so it's okay. If somebody wants to be mafsik, ain't no posek. Don't be mafsik. Sheyil ratzon michlal hatfilahu. Avo ben yil ratzon l'shar tachnunim, shaper dami. Right, that's the after yil ratzon, before elokai nitzor. So then that's okay, says the Shulchan Aruch. Ramah, v'davka b'makam shenogim lomer yil ratzon miyad achar hatfilah. Right, those who say the ratzon before elokai nitzor. Avo b'makam shenogim lomer tachnunim kodim yil ratzon. So there are obviously minhagim, places that he quotes that people say before. Right? And then many sederim, yil ratzon is only after. Elokai nitzar itself is our bakashos. So, there are different minhagim. The minhagim, the Ramah quotes, I think most have the minhag to first say yil ratzon and then add in. But this is a discussion, right? The major machlokas on Yom Kippur, the Vilna Gaon and others, right? The Vilna Gaon and others, some say that you have to say the whole Al-Chaitz before Yil HaRatzon, because it has to be part of the Amidah, it has to be part of the Avodah. And if you already said Yil HaRatzon, then you're done. And now you're just in the extra part. And therefore, what, you're going to put Al-Chaitz afterwards? No, Al-Chaitz have to be in. But others say no, the minhag of most Bizman Hazeh is not like that, that we say all the Al-Chaitz after Yil HaRatzon in order to, you know, like the language here. I feel like it's Yom Kippurim, that's where it comes from. But again, the discussion is whether that's before Yil HaRatzon or not. The Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Ches quotes the amazing words of the Chai Adam. It's in the Chai Adam, and I'll quote it from the Mishnah Berurah. The Chai Adam says, it's quoted here at the end of Kuf Chav Beis, Nachon V'roi, right? If it's been decades since any of us have gone through Hilchas Tefillah, you know, maybe it's about time. Right, we have to, again, Hilchas Tefillah is every day of our lives, just to go through it. Nachon V'ra'ui, L'chal Adam, L'his Palel B'chol Yom, B'yichud, Al Tzrachav V'farnasaso. Every day we should make Tefillah personal. V'shalo Yomush HaTorah Mipiv V'zaro V'zera Zaro. And that Torah stays with our descendants. V'shiyu ko yotzei chalatzav ovdei Hashem be'emes. V'shalo yimasei chas v'shalom sul bezaro. V'ko mashi yodea b'libo shetzarech lo. We have to make tefillah personal. Daven for our kids. Daven for our parnasa. Daven for our chachma. V'meni yodea l'daver tzachos v'lashon ha-kodesh. Yomen ha-filu b'lashon ha-ashkenaz. Rakshayia mikiros libo. Any language you want, it should just be from the depths of the heart. V'tov yoter l'kvo ha-tfilos al-kol en yarnam ha-tzrichem lo r'achar shasiyim kol ha-shmon esrei milokavam b'recha shomei ha-tfilah. It's the Chai Adam. All of these should better be said at the end rather than a shomei ha-tfilah. K'dei shakshi sarech lanos kadosh o'kdusha yeyucha lanos achar amirasu yilaratzon l'kulei alma. So that if kadosh o'kdusha or one of the important amens comes up that you have to answer, so that's what one should do. Those are the Dvarim HaNifloim of the Chai Adam at the end. Good. What else can we talk about? Again, this is where a lot of the action, today's daf, I mean the whole daf is action, but it's jam-packed. Right? We discussed, I think, a couple of days ago, the Tosfos and Brachas and the discussion of Zachreinu L'chaim and Micha Mocha and all of those Hosafos are only Hamelach HaKadosh and Hamelach HaMishpat are in Shas, but all of those Hosafos are not mentioned in Shas anywhere, right? It's mentioned maybe in the Masechta Sofrim, the Gaonim quoted, but the big Shaila is, so how do we say that? It's not mentioned. So the Rishonim already discussed it. But the problem is that those Hosafos, right, those are, we spoke about adding on in the Bracha, in the Bakashas, and adding on to the end, but here we're adding on in the Shavach. And we're ending on Bakash in the Shavach. Right? That seems to be somewhat a violation. Tosfos is Kasha. Brachas Lamed Dalet. Tosfos says, how do we add on in the first few? The first three are supposed to be Shavach. Says Tosfos, V'dafka Yachid Ka'amar. The Yachid can't add on. Why? V'dafka, I'm sorry. Pirshu Yenachanan Avraminu. Hi, Dafka L'Yachid Aval Tzorchei Tzibur Sholin. Tzorchei Tzibur, one is allowed to. One is allowed to. Why? What's the difference? So we mentioned a couple of days ago, the Rosh here that says, because the fact that Hashem, the Tzibur needs Hashem, that itself is the greatest Shevach in the world. Right? That's the greatest Shevach. And therefore, that is why it's allowed. It is inherently a Shevach. There's a major controversy though, are we Chozerbo? Are we Chozerbo from, if we forget, Zachreinu L'chaim Yichamocha? So we know we're not Chozerbo. That's what we paskin. But it's not so clear in the Rishonim whether you're Chozerbo or not. If this was a Takana Kavua, the Ritva says right here, try not to forget. So that you don't get into Nichnas L'idei Safek. Right, the Ritva says right here, exactly what Tosva says, V'hani mili brachas em soyo, Saval brachas Rishonos, Ein lo hosef. V'dafka tzarchi yachra, v'tzarchi rabim, pa'amim shemuta lo hosef. B'meshi me'inyin ha'ma'ora, kigon, ya'ale v'yavo. Right, that's mentioned in Shas, but that is that also is added in the last three. The Al Hanisim, de Ba'achronos, Umikan, Nagu, Ha'olam, Lahosif, Rishonos, Baseres, Mechuvah, Zachrenu, Michamocha, Vachain Ba'achronos, Xol Lachayim, Ubisever Chayim, Vatab, Nechim, Sarchi Rabim, Umi Meseches, Sofrim. He quotes from Meseches Lamadnuha, right? It's not in Shas, but Meseches Sofrim, which is before Shas. But Vachain Amrusham, there are some, Minhagim and Halach and ideas that we have from Masechah Sofrim that's earlier, that's not in Shas. Tainus Bechoros. Right? It's nowhere in Shas, but it's early. Veinomer v'chuli continues. Avodas chazal she'eno chozer. Shari lo hetiru lo bekoshi. Right? We paskin says the Rifa, you're not chozer bo if you forget. V'ra'ui l'chaladam l'chavein b'tfilaso shelo yiteh bohem. Shelo yachnez azbo l'safik zeh. Please have kavana and don't forget. Right? We have the exact opposite. Oh, it's not as important as Hamelach HaKadosh, so I don't even have to have the most Kavana, because if I forget it, it's okay. It's fine. So we focus on Hamelach HaKadosh, so we make sure not to, but he says exactly the opposite, right? We have to even have more, not more, but just as at least equal, so that we don't get into any suffix. Okay, a lot more here. The Ritva, the Rashba, the Ran, all quote that. One final point, and then we will, B'Hashem, continue, and that is the idea of Shevach in general. The idea of Shevach, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in all of these contexts. Right? The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, also there, on Lama Gimla Bebeis, great story. Hodenachas Kamei Rabbi Chanina. There was a chazen that went to be chazen in Rabbi Chanina Shul. What does he say? Omar, he said the Amida, and he says, Hakel HaGadol HaGibra V'Anora, V'Ha Adir, V'Ha Azuz, V'Ha Yarui, V'Ha Chazak, V'Ha Amis, V'Ha Vada, V'Ha Nechmad. He waited and he added on. He added on many different adjectives. Hashem is amazing, awesome, marvelous, stupendous, great. He said all these adjectives. So Rabbi Chanina waited till he was finished. Didn't want to interrupt him in the middle. Him tin lo atcha siyem, ki siyem amar le. Siyem tinu lukul ishivchei demarech. You finished? Now you got it all? You praised Hashem? You got it on the mark? Exactly? Right? You didn't leave anything out? Lama likule hai. Anan, hanitzlas tamrinon. We only say these three. Hakel Agadol Agibra Vanora, right? Hakel is Hashem Agibra Vanora. Ilav Damrinu Moshe Rabbeinu Baraisiv. Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't said them in Parshas Akev, I think. And the Ashkenazi Gadol didn't put it in the Tefillah. Lo Avinu Yicholam Emelu. We couldn't say them. Yat Amr Kulehai. It's like praising a king who has a zillion gold coins, saying, "Oh, you have great silver coins." It's a ganai, meaning you can't go overboard. Because if you try to go overboard, Kalamosiv Goreya. Just do what the Ashkenazi Gadol wanted you to do. Right, that Gemara reflects the acknowledgement that we can never finish praising Hashem. That's what we've mentioned in the past. That's why we say Aleinu, Rav Soloveitchik said. The Rav Soloveitchik spoke about this a lot, right, in many of his Mamarim, right, the idea that you can never finish praising Hashem. Right, we say Aleinu at the end of Davening. One might think that that should be at the beginning of Davening. Aleinu l'shameach l'adon hakol. Dafka before we leave? Yes, because we acknowledge before we leave that really we should stay in shul all day. Right, what are we doing leaving? What, now we're done? We finished asking and praising, right? We got it all? No. But we just have to be human beings, and we have to live our lives. So beforehand, though, we acknowledge, Alein l'shameach, Ladonakol. Rav Salvechik says that's also why. This is quoted in the Rishima Shiurim in Brachas on Daf Hey. Says that's why, right? The Gemara says one of the godlios of Ashrei is from Aleph to Tav. Right? Why is that great? What's Aleph to Tav? Right? So the right talks about Ashrei versus other Prakam of Tehillim. Because that symbolizes that we praise Hashem with every letter of the Aleph base. Venira, Chibemes Ef Shaladam Lamalo says Chovasul Shabeh Hashem Yisbar Kedin. Ki ain be a chola shaladam lushabehul holdos lashem yisbar karaui. We can't. Right, what do we say in Nishmas? Ilufinamali Shirakayam, right? Alfi Alafim, we can't, it's impossible. So we're Masada the Aleph Bez Lahoros, Shafilu Ma'ada Mishtamish Bacholos Yoskulam. Nami lo yuchalakaim kochovas hashavach lashem. You can't, and that's why Nira Be'emes. Af Amir Shevach Lashem, and therefore he says, again, a concept that he talks about in a lot of other contexts also, you need a matir. Even to open up our mouths to praise God, who are we to start if we know we can't finish? So you need a matir. Kimiachar Shadam Yodeh Shalom Yimalei Eschovas L'Shabeach Lashem B'dvarav Karoi L'Choret, should be us to even start? So what's the matir? Ashrei is the matir. What is the... And not just Ashrei, but that Chazal were koveya us to say this, right? Kol Omer Tehillah V'Chol Yom, Ben Olam Haba. And he says, the Yisod Zeh is Nirmaz in the Psukim of Ashrei. This is amazing. Arabim Chalokai HaMelech, V'Avar Chashim Chol Yolam V'Ed. I'm going to raise up my voice and praise Hashem. V'Chol Yom Avrachecha, V'Allah, God L'Shim Chol Yolam V'Ed. Right, there's a chiv to praise. But it's hard. Why? Gadol Hashem V'Muhulam Od, V'Lug Julas V'En Cheker. Right? I can never finish it. Everything I say is not going to be enough. And therefore, maybe it should be asur. It should be asur. So what allows me to do it? Dor l'dor yishabach ma'asecha. Because for generations, the matir is that the Doris HaRishonim were koveya, shevach v'shira, and therefore, I'm allowed to do it. And David HaMelech is mamshech and says, hadar kvod adecha v'divrei nefalosecha asicha. So you have the whole story right there in the first few psukim of Ashrei about how it should be usher, and I'm never going to finish, but dor l'dor, that pasuk, dor l'dor, right? And Rav Soloveitchik also said in another context, that's why we start off Psukei Dezimra with the words of Uvishirei David Avdecha Nehalelcha. Right, it's not that I'm making this up, I'm making up my own praises. You can't do that, David HaMelech. Uvishirei David Avdecha Nehalelcha. And that's why we're allowed to praise Hashem. Right, that's why in Psukei Dezimra it doesn't say you're allowed to be Mosif praises. In Bakashas it can be Mosif, as we just said. In the Shevach, he can't. We can only use words that David HaMelech said, that Moshe Rabbeinu said. Everything else is beyond our control. Okay, again, there's a tremendous amount to discuss there, but now we'll continue. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah here in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Ve'elu idein shel Avdei Kochavim. So the following are the holidays of the idol worshippers. Again, the Rishonim say these are examples. And in the times when these took place, if somebody lives in a time when these don't exist for the idol worshippers, then the halachas don't apply. And if one lives in a time period that they don't, so they don't apply. So what are they? They're just examples. Kalanda, Ustarnura, Ukratesim, V'yom Ginosia Shal Malcheim. We'll get to all of these in the Gemara. V'yom Haleda, V'yom Amisa, and the day of the birthday and the yard site of the king. Right, those are special days, they make a holiday. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chav Momrin, V'cham say, it depends what kind of king. Not every king that dies. Kol Misa, Sheish Basreifa, Yish Ba'vodas Kochavim. There are certain kings that are so special that after the king dies, they burn all of the king's stuff. Because they don't want any other king to use it, that's a covet for the king. So those kind of kings that are super kings, they'll make holidays for those kings. And therefore, those, Yish Ba'vodas Kochavim. V'she'ein Basreifa, Yish Ba'vodas Kochavim. But if it doesn't have Sreifa, so then they don't burn the Klei Tashmisho, so then it's not. Aval. Yo, and we'll read the Gemara like our Gemara has. That's the first half of the Mishnah. Now the second half. Aval yom teglachas zekano ublariuso. Rashi and the Rabban say, now we're talking about individuals, not the king anymore. Some Rishonim say we're still talking about the king. But we'll go with this pshat. But if somebody, right, the idol worshippers used to make a party on the day that they got a haircut, or the day that they shaved their beard, trimmed their beard. Yom teglachas zekano ublariuso. Right, they got the one of this haircuts. V'yom sha'ala bo min hayam. Right on the day that they were saved from the sea, v'yom she'asa mesa asur, and the day they got out of jail, va'oved kochavim she'asa mishte lebno, or an idol worshiper that makes a mishte, a wedding, a party for his son, the bach takes it out, eino asur ela osu ayom ve'osu ish bavad. Those last few, it's only that's not a national holiday, it's only for that person. that person and that day. Oso hayom va'oso ish bilvad. The Yerushalmi has a suffix whether it's only that day that year or it's that day every year. That's the suffix that that it has. Fine. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava. Next few lines are fascinating. As I'll mention. Kalanda ches yom machar tkufa. What's kalanda? 8 days after tkufa. Tkufa here means the winter solstice, when the days are the shortest and the nights are the longest. Satarnura ches yom levnei tkufa. 8 days before that. 8 days and then 8 days. V'simanech achor v'kedem sartarni v'gomer. And the siman is before and after, which is a pasuk that refers to Adam Arishon. Tana Rabbanan, next couple of lines. Lafisha ra Adam Arishon yom shem ismaid v'holech. Adam Arishon starts seeing the days get shorter and shorter in the dead of winter, right? By the winter solstice. Amar oily shema b'shul shesarach the olam chashuch badi. Woe is to me, maybe because I sinned and I got thrown out of Gan Eden, that the world is going dark and dark and the world's going to end. V'chozer l'tov avohu. Vizuhi misa shniklas alayim nashamayim. Not only will I not live, but the world's coming to an end. Amar v'yashav chesyam v'tainis u'betfila. He sat and fasted and davened for 8 days. Kibon shera tkufas teves. Once tkufas teves came, v'ra yom shemarech v'holech. Once he saw this day started getting longer. Amar minhago shal olam hu. This is minhago olam. Halach v'asa shmoni yomim tovim. So he made a holiday of 8 days. L'shana acheres asum le'ela u'le'ela yomim tovim. Give me Masechah Shabbos, please. Oh, I have one. Another year later on, he made le'elu le'elu yomim tovim. Right, he made these holidays. Who kavim l'shem shemayim? He was kaveh alem l'shem shemayim. Wow, Hashem is amazing. Minhago shel olam. Veheim kavim l'shem avaras kochavim. But they took these days and made kalanda and satrunya to ovi kochavim, and therefore that is why it's a day of avodah zarah. It's amazing if you think about it. I don't think this phrase comes up too often in all of Shas. L'shana acheres. What does that remind us of? There's a famous gemara that has that phrase. L'shana acheres. Right here, it's Daf Ches, L'shana Acheres, Adam Arishon, Shabbos Chaf Alf. Right, the Chanukah Gemara. Right after the whole story, what happened? They made it at Yom Tovim, L'shana Acheres, Kavim Asum, Yom Tovim, Mahalo Vahoda. 8 day holiday in the middle of the winter. Right at the time when the days are getting shorter and the nights are getting longer. And Adam Arishon, is going and going and going and very upset and very upset. I'm not going to go into it now, but I heard a number of weeks ago, somebody sent me, there's a shiur by Rav Yoel Ben Nun. It's online, it's printed, it's an audio, it's a video. All about, it's a long thesis, many pages, but it's an unbelievable idea, connecting this Gemara to the Hanukkah story. And relating to the idea that it could be that the Hanukkah holiday existed from the time of Adam Arishon. It was just hijacked, so to speak, by the Ovedei Kochavim. And there are it happens to be 8. It happens to be at the same time period. And it happens to be at the Festival of Lights. And it happens to be, you know, the same Lashon is used. Right? He brings many rides, just one that I remember, is the Mishnah Bikurim talks about. When do we bring Bikurim from? We bring Bikurim from, right, Pesach till Shavuos with Mikra. And then afterwards, from Shavuos until Chanukah. Shavuos till Chanukah. That's interesting. So, that Mishnah, though, is talking about when they always brought Bikurim. Chanukah existed before Chanukah? Right? Chanukah was only during Bayis Sheni. But that Mishnah, okay, it was written, the Mishnah was written after Bayis Sheni. But it's saying the halachas that existed for thousands of years. So Mestama, that was the time period even beforehand. And if you look at the agriculture he goes through, the agriculture, all the Shivas Haminim, why till Chanukah? Because all of the Shivas Haminim ripen and are ready to go way before, like Sukkot time, right? Chag Asif. Only one doesn't ripen until later. And that's olives. And olives. And olives are later, and that's why you have to, till Chanukah. But Chanukah existed, so to speak, not in the Chanukah that we know, and that's why they delayed until Chanukah, and that's why Dafka, there's a lot there, but feel free. But this Gemara, the words scream out at you. Lashana Acheres. You're like, whoa, I know those words. And it's an 8 day holiday in the middle of the winter. Alright, so it's not coincidental. And again, we don't have time to go into it more, but we'll leave that for now. The Ritva wonders, how could Adam, who was such a wise man, you know, think that, you know, it's the end of the world? Doesn't he realize that this is Minhago Shel Olam? So the Ritva says that Tamahani hechta b'seder olam adam rishon shu malach chachma kamalach elokim b'shema mitocheto v'inuyo nitrafa daito vein m'shivin al agada. He says maybe because of his sin. The Sharam Sierra Balacha here, again, there's so much on these lines. Just to mention one idea he has here, fascinating. He says he got thrown out of Gan Eden. Right? Gan Eden, according to many, he says, was right by the equator. The equator, the day and nights are very equal the whole year. Right? The Kava Shava. He says, and once he got thrown out of Gan Eden, he went one way or the other way, and that's why all of a sudden he realized what's going on here. Right, that's what made it confusing. Shekodem achid yashav adam rishon began eden shaladaz rov amachabrim uvefrad haarizal tachas kav hashove vayisham yom alayla shovim b'chol yomos hashana ukeshachata garshu Hashem le'eretz Yisrael va'artzos hasmuchos va'od neskatzer ayom mitishrei ve'elach achlav chaser v'shafar adam rishon kizeo la'onesh alcheto kein misa shnigzer olav. Again, amazing, fascinating discussions. Okay, again, Yosef b'masha karanu kasov kan. Weiter, we continue. Says the Gemara. So they made it 8 days. Adam made it as a Shem Shemayim, and they were Kovei El Shem Avodas Gochav. Bishlam Olam Adam Rabbi Shesh Rei Nivra Olam. So finally, understand. According, right? Machlokas Tanoim. Machlokas in Rosh Hashanah. If Adam Rishon was created in Tishrei, meaning the world was created on Chafei Elul, and then Adam was created on Rosh Hashanah. So from Tishrei until Hanukkah time, the days get shorter and shorter. He only saw days getting shorter, not longer. But if he was created in Nisan, so then he's seen both. He never saw such short days. Okay, longer and shorter. He saw a waxing and waning, but he never saw such short days, and that's why it would be different. Again, remember the Rabbeinu Tam quoted there in Tosas and Rosh Hashanah. We pask in both Elu ve'Elu, b'Teir one Allah b'Machshava, and then Allah b'Maisa, b'Tishrei never b'Machshava, and b'Nisan Allah b'Maisa. That's what Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in Tosas and Rosh Hashanah. Tana Rabbana, Yom sheniver ba'Adam Arishon, kivan sheshak alav chama. On the day that Adam Arishon was created, when the sun went down that first time, Omar Oili. Adam had a somewhat of a complex after he sinned, right? We find this also by Aaron HaKohen. Whenever anything happened, Aaron HaKohen kept saying, "Oh, I bet it's me and the Egel," right? So here too, Be'ayli b'shvil shesarachti olam chashuch ba'adi v'yachzer olam l'tov avahu v'zuhi misa shinkos alam min hashamayim. Here it is. The world is ending. The sun went down. Hayayoshi b'tayin v'zuh bochek kol alayla v'chave bochek kinegdo. Again, there's a lot of symbolism. But he's crying, Chav is crying, Kivan Shalom Oda Shachar, Amar Minhago Shalom Hu. When the morning came, right, Minhago Shalom, Amad Vehikriv Shar Shakarnov Dom Kom La Parsosav. He was Makrav, an ox whose horns came before its hoofs. What does that mean? Wait a minute. Shneemar, and we know that from a pasuk, Vesitav Lashem Mishar Par, Makrin Mafris. Right, he sees the word Keren before the word Parsosav, right? That's what it's alluded to in that pasuk. So, first of all, what does that mean? The horns came first. So Rashi quotes, the Torah describes how the animals, when they were created, they weren't created as babies, right? They weren't created as babies, and then they were created as mature animals, and they came from the ground. So, the first ox, or all animals that came, the ox that came out of the ground first, its horns came first, before its hoofs. And that's Karnav Komin Leparsosav. And also, again, just to give a mar makom, the Nefesh HaChayim talks about this carbon in the Shar Aleph, which is deeper and more Kabbalistic, Shar Aleph Perachaf. He talks about this Gemara. Somehow he's being misakein, the sin from head to toe. Right, and that's how he starts with the Kronos. It goes all the way down to Parsosav. That's the Nefesh HaChayim has that element. Also, interesting, so it's the morning after. Does that mean Shabbos? Right, the first night, he was created on Friday. So that means the first night was Friday night. He woke up the next morning, so there was he didn't get the halachas of Shabbos. Yes, he was shochet on Shabbos, right here. The first carbon was brought, first carbon in the history of the world was brought on Shabbos. The first ox, the ox that Adam gave, it had one horn, a unicorn, one horn. Makrin mafris. So makrin, from the word keren, says the word Gemara Makrin Tarti Mashma. Doesn't Makrin sound like two? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Mi Keren Ksiv. You can read it as Mi Keren from the one horn, Mi Keren Ksiv, and that's why that's the remes. Okay. Enough with Adam Rishon for now. We'll have to get back. Okay, various Adam Rishon Gemaras, right? The Gemara we had in Maseches Sanhedrin, we had a daf about Adam Rishon, how big he was, and various opinions about whether he was a min or a chas v'shalom he was a min, an important Rabbi Hanano there. But this is a couple of other important lines about Adam Rishon. We continue. Ba'i Rav Masna. Romi Sha'asta Kalanda. Rome that made this holiday of Kalanta. There were many suburbs around the main city that were mishubad to Rome. So the halacha of the 3 days of not doing business before, does that apply to the suburbs of Rome? So, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi Omer, Kalanda Asura Lakoli. Kalanda is Asura Lakol, meaning including all the suburbs. Also, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Ein Asura Elov Debelvad. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, only usher those that worship. And Tani Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan, and there's a bride that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Afabish Omer Romish Asa Kalan Asta Kalanda Vchalayaras Asmuchasla Mishtabosla Hiatzma Eina Asura Elal of Deha Bilvad. Only of Deha, those are the only ones that would do it. What exactly is the suffix? What would be the potential problem of doing business with the suburbs? So Rashi says, in Rashi, Romi Shasta Kalandia, Rashi says, those outside cities don't actually worship like the Kalanda worships, right? They're external. So what's the issue? Last line in Rashi. Yesh lomar mashein konin achshav yaviu l'romi, lakrivim b'nei romi. We're worried that if you do business and give them an animal, then they're going to sell those animals to the b'nei romi, and the b'nei romi are going to use those for avodah zarah. Those animals for karbanos. Asks the Gilyan Ashas. Rabbi Kiveger obviously didn't have a ritva on Avodah Zarah, because the ritva asked the same kasha. Asked the Goyen Ashas, Pirsh Rashi, Shemivian L'Romi, Lakriva Mene Romi, Kashali, Hahave Lifnei Delifnei, Tashari. Right, part of the issue is Lifnei Evil Osite Mechshol. Part of the issue that we've mentioned, that you're going to give them a carbon that they're going to use for Avodah Zarah. But here, you're going to give somebody a carbon, they're going to sell it to someone else, and then they're going to use it. That's called Lifnei to Lifnei. That's two steps removed. So why should that be a problem? Right? And that's, he just leaves Rashi with Zerachian. That's exactly the Ritva's Kasha also. The Ritva says, isn't it Lifnei to Lifnei? Therefore you shouldn't be Mitzuva on it. So that's why the Ritva said, it's not about you're going to use those animals to, they're going to sell them. The issue is that they might be per se included in being called Romi. The holiday also has the status in their city, in their suburb, and therefore that's why it would be Aser. Hanacha de osan ayaras oso aid ela she'ein anosos oso ela she'ishala ela l'chavid b'nei romi. They do the holiday, they observe the holiday l'chavid for the main city. So is that enough to be called that a yom aid? So you can't do it. Okay, Rashi, Ritva, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Good. Saturnalia ukratesim v'yonginosa shalmalchehem v'yom shomlach bo melech lefan of usser la'achar of mutter. The brisa continues all of these days beforehand are usser and afterwards is mutter. Bovik achavim, last line of the brisa. This is why the Bach took out that last line of the Mishnah, because he said it's only in the brisa. Bovik achavim shas mishta lebno ein usser la osu ayom bosoish. And the guy, the ovik achavim, the idol worshiper that makes a mishta, makes a party for his son, right, a wedding, ain't no usser, it's only usser that day and that man. Period. Amar Avashi, Afanana Mitanina. We also learned it in the following. Our Mishnah is Meduyuk like that. Diktani, Yom Teklachas Zikno, Blurriso, Yom Shalom Bomanayam, Yom Shalom Bomanayam, Asurim, Ein Asur, Ella Osua Yom Bavad, Vosua Ish. So, Bishlama, this Brisa also supports, as we'll see, Rabbi Yochanan. Bishlama Osua Yom Lafuke, the fun of Alacharav. Fine, Osua Yom excludes before or after. Ella Osua Ish Lafuke Mai, but Osua Ish, what is that coming to exclude? Why would I have thought anything else? Lafuke Mai. Lav Lafuke Mishabdav Shmamina. Isn't that excluding those that service that man? Meaning like the suburbs, and that's Lafuke, and therefore that shows Mutter also another Raya to Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Period. Shramina. Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael Omer. We alluded to this a couple of days ago. Rabbi Yisrael Shebechutz Laretz, Ovde Avodas Kochavim Betarahein. Ovde Kochavim, idol worshippers in Chutz Laretz, they're not really idol worshippers. Ovde Kochavim Betarahein. Right, they're not really focused. What does Betara mean? Last line in Rashi. Betara Klomar, Bilo Kavana, Vein Samalev. They don't really have Kavana in their idol worship. They do it by rote. Right? And therefore, you know, it's not called idol worship. Ketzad, Ovig HaChavim Shalza Mishcha L'Beno, and where do we see that? Where do we see an example of that? Ovig HaChavim, that made a party, the Mishcha L'Beno, Vizimin Kol HaYehudim, Shebi Iro, and he invited all of the Jews in the city to eat with him. Sounds like Achashverosh, the Gemara in Megillah. Ava Bishokli Mishalahen, Vishokli Mishalahen, even though it's all glot kosher. All glot kosher. The Jews are not eating, you know, with them. V'shamash shalein omein lefnehem, and the shamash is there to make sure there's no mixing. And there's a mashkiach. Ma'ala alein akasev, kilu achlam izivchei mesim. Right? It's considered as you ate from zvachim, karbanas of the dead. Shenemar v'kara lacha v'yachalte mizivcho. Terrible. Right? So you can't be involved in the suda of the Ovik HaChavim who makes the Mishteh Mibino. V'kara lacha v'yachalte mizivcho. He'll call you and you will eat from his zevach. Says the Gemara v'ema da'achil. Maybe it means no mamish, only if you eat from the karbanos of the Avodah Zarah. How do you know it just means that if you just, rub shoulders with and eat from your own food? No, Amar Rava, M.K. Neima Krav Yachalta Mizivcho. My Vikara Lacha. What is the Vikara Lacha? He calls you Mishas Kriya. It means from even beforehand, the Shas Kriya is where it is Aser, and therefore you shouldn't be involved. You shouldn't be involved in his eating. Again, that relates to the Gemara in Megillah. Why were Bnei Yisrael Chayev Kliya in the days of Achashverosh? Because we were Nana Misudas or Shal Achashverosh. Let's say we ate Treif. It might have been we ate all kosher food. But we took part in that. We took part in that, and that was a problem. And that's a big discussion. The Rishonim here and the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch discusses it in Yaradeya Kufnun Beis. Is this an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan? Big discussion in the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch. Yaradeya. Ovi kochavim ha'osem mishta l'chubas b'no obito. Aser l'Yisrael l'echol sham. Afilu ochel mishalo. V'shamish l'omid alva mishamish. Right? Aser, you can't be part of it. Right, this has to do with holiday parties. Right, this has to do with other related issues. But interesting, the first line is that only if the guy, it's only usser, right? If the previous line is the lead into this, Rabbi Yishmael was the ovdechav matarahein, right? If they don't do it with kavana, so then it's less severe. It's less severe because they're just doing it by rote. You know what? We'll get back to that line. Let's just finish. Hilkach says the Gemara, therefore, kol tlas en yomim. So now, if it's within 30, all 30 days after the wedding party of his son, bein amar le'machmas hilula, bein lomar le'machmas hilula, usser. If he makes any kind of party within 30 days, you can't take part in it because you can say it's connected to that, holiday and he's going to thank his, idol. The chul. Mikan ve'elach, if it's after 30 days, I amalei machbas hilula aser. V'ilo amalei machbas hilula shari. Only if he says it's connected. If not, you could go. K'fichi amalei machbas hilula ad emas. How long? What if he says like 2 years later? 2 years after the wedding, he still says machbas hilula. Is it still aser? Yes. Amar papa atresi archishasa. No, only up until a year. Omeikar ameimas aser. What about beforehand? Before the wedding? How, from when does it start? Amar Papa and Shrei the Rava, Michi Ramu Sari Basinti. When they put the barley into the water in order to make the beer for the wedding, you know, so that's when it starts. Says the Gemara, Labasa Tracy Archi Shasa Shari. After a year, it's Mutter, Vyar Vitzla Bredu Amisharshi, Iklula Bey, Hahua Vikochavim, Labasa Tracy Archi Shasa. He visited after a year, Vishame de Odi Upiresh, Veloachal. And he heard that he was being mowed into his idol even after a year. So he didn't take part. So, you see, a year is not a limit. Shiny or v'yislabreder masharshi, the adam chashavu. He's adam chashav. The idolater was so happy that this big rabbi was coming, so he had to act differently. Sometimes a rav has to know his position and what he symbolizes, and that's why it would be a problem. The idea of the goyim, these idol worshippers acting by rote, is of course the concept of a tinok shenishba. Tinuk Shanishba could apply to Jews, right? But also apply here in the context like to non-Jews, right? If they're not really idol worshippers, it has nafkaminas also in terms of walking into certain religious structures. But the Rambam Menuchas Mamrim, Gimel, where he talks all about the halachas of how you treat apikarsim, says the Rambam, many of those halachas don't apply today. Aval b'nei osan hatoim, u'b'nei b'neihem, shehidichu osam avosam, v'nol du b'minus, v'gidla osan alav, Harehi to Ketinok Shinishba Bemein Agoyim. Vigitlu Agoyim Aldaitam. Shuhuanus. Viav Misha Shomacharkach Shu Yehudi. Even though he hears afterwards he's a Jew. Virai Yehudim Vidaitam. Hariuka Anus. Even if he knows Jews, but if he didn't grow up like that, you know, it's not you can't treat them as minim and apikarsim. Lafichach roy lahachziron b'tshuva v'limshocho son b'darkei shalom ashechazru l'shiachzru l'etan haTorah v'loyimar adam lahargan. Okay, there's but I heard so recently an interesting ha'ara. If we have tino shenishba in one direction, meaning they're not tino shenishba because they're not doing it by kavanah, so we can't say that they're actually doing it. They're just doing it by rote. And what about the opposite? What about when we do mitzvahs without kavanah? What about when we do avodas Hashem by rote? So if you have the same svara, then we shouldn't get full credit. If they're not going to get full credit for the averis because they didn't do it with kavanah, so we shouldn't get full credit for the mitzvahs if we're not doing it with kavanah. Right, so we can't be tinok shenishmas in our avodas Hashem. Why do I do it? Because my father did it, my grandfather did it, I know what I'm doing. So we have to learn from that, halacha, exactly the opposite. Okay. Vikartesim. Vikulu. My kartesim. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. What is that holiday? Yom Shetosva Bo Romi Malchus. The day that Rome became the leader of the world. Right? Rashi says when they defeated the Greeks. Right, the middle of Bayesheni, when they defeated the Greeks and Rome took over, that's the Kratesim. Vatanya Kratesim v'yom shetosva Romi Malchus. What do you mean? But the Braisa has them as two, Kratesim and the day. Amar Rav Yosef, shtei tfisas tafsa Romi. It was two stages. Two stages that they had. Achas bimei Cleopatra Malchusa. One in the days of Cleopatra. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden talks about this. Those are the days of Augustus, he says, right? The original, one of the original Roman emperors. The Yachash Atasim Yevanim. And one was even earlier. Even earlier, once when they started making traction with the Greeks. So then, that's when it occurred. Tachiyasa Ravdimi Amar Tlasin Vitrain Karvi Abdu Ramoy Badi Yevani. 32 battles the Romans fought the Greeks. Follow Yachluluhu, and they didn't defeat them until Shatfinu Yisro Badayu, until the Jews came on their side. Right, they weren't too friendly for too long. But at one time when the Jews, this could be referring to the Hanukkah story, right in the middle where the Hanukkah story, that's where the Jews helped out because they defeated the Greeks, who the Romans wanted to defeat. The Tosfos Ridier discusses, working out this Gemara, we'll get to the Bishem tomorrow also, working out this Gemara with Sefer HaMakabim and Megillas Antiochus. Right, the Tosfos Rid, right, the Rishonim. He says here, he quotes, he says, where's the line in the Tosfos Rid? Here, 32 years, he says, Kashali, to meacha muchach the Romi not la malchus mi Yevanim, ubit Megillas Antiochus, muchach the Yisrael, and beis chashbonoi nilchemu ana Yevanim vichniyum. It was the Jews. So, tshuva, beis chashbonoi silkam shloyim licho al Yisrael, avalo mochu aleim, aval romiim mochu aleim. The Jews defeated said they would have independence, but they didn't take over. They didn't rule the Greeks. They just had their own independence. The Romans ruled the Greeks. That's how you work it out. V'achiyasnu badayu. Back to the Gemara. This is the tnai that the Romans made with the Jews when they teamed up, so to speak. Iminan malchi minayu haparchi. Iminayu malchi minani parchi. If we both defeat, we can't both be kings because you can't have two kings. Right? We learned that from the sun and the moon. So if one, whoever's kings, the other one will have all the officers. So we'll split up the political positions. V'shalchulu ramar liyavani. And the Romans said to the Greeks, Ado inna vidna bikarva. Hashan evid bedina. You know what? We've been fighting for so long. Let's just try to reason. Margolis ve'evin tova, ezem en yasa basas l'chadeira. If you have, let me ask you a question. If you have a pearl and you have a special stone that's even worth more, which one acts as the base or the setting for the other? Shalchule, Margolis levin tova. Evin tova is the most special. Evin tova, the enoch, another type of stone. Ezem mehen yasa basas l'chadeira, evin tova le'enoch. Next, Enoch v'sefer Torah is in Yasabas l'chavero. Interesting that these goyim are talking about a sefer Torah. The Romans to the Greeks, right? So Enoch v'sefer Torah, they say sefer Torah. Shalchule, so the Romans say, well, hey, we have the sefer Torah. They're calling the Jews the sefer Torah. Im kein anan sefer Torah gabon v'yisrael ba'adon. Right, we have the most special. Kafalu, and with that they were able to conquer. Again, did this conversation really take place? Right, or was it just that the Romans felt confident because they saw what happened in the Hanukkah stories, they realized God was on their side, whatever it is, this is the Gemara. Esen v'shishnin kamulhu bem nusayu ba'di Yisrael. For 26 years, the partnership continued. Mekan ve'eloch ishtabdu b'hu, and after that, it was finished. Meikar ma'idrosh, b'osav ma'idrosh, right? What did, either we could say, either what did the Romans darshan, or if they didn't know psukim, you know, what do we darshan to allude to this time period? So meikara drosh nisav and elcha ve'elcha l'naydecha, right? Esav says to Yaakov, Esav, which is the ancestor of Edom of Rome, right? Let's go together. Well, basov drosh, but then Yaakov says, Yavarna adini lefnei ado, you go before me. That's alluding to the fact that they took over. Right, the Marsha here talks about Nisa Avos Simulabanim. Ask him Shishnin to come over and Usai Badi Shominal. And how do you know 26 years that they stayed together? To Amar of Kana, Shachal, Bishal Rabbi Yossi, Shachule, Rebbe, Amar Lanu Shnei Vigimel Dvarim, Shamar Talanu Meim Shemavicha. Tell us a couple of things that you said that you heard in the name of your father. Amar Lahu. There's a lot here. Let's just do three more lines. Amar Lahu may have shmonim, Shana called him Tachar Abayis, Pasha Machad Rishal Yisrael, 180 years before the Churban, already the Romans took over. The Romans took over. And that detail, we'll see on tomorrow's daf, is going to be how you work out that it was 26 years that they were together. Pei Shana Ad Lochar of Abayis, 80 years before the Churban, Gazru Tumah Al Eretz Amim Vakleis Chuchis. They already foresaw what was going to happen. They wanted to make sure people didn't forget what's Eretz Yisrael and what's Chutz La'aretz. So the Chazal were goes there, Tuma, on Eretz Amim, and they added in Klei Zchuchis into the halachas of what's the status of a Kli. Mem Shana Achalachar V'abayis Kol Satanhedrin V'yashar Lobachanus, 40 years before the Churban, the Sanhedrin left. Sanhedrin left Lishkas Hagazis. We'll see. Lamai Hil Chasa, why did they leave? And Tosfia discusses, was it really 40 years? If it was 40 years, it sounds like, right, Tosfos says from another Gemara, you see that Churban Beis HaMikdash, they didn't do Dalam Misas before, so they couldn't even do Dalam Misas before, 40 years before. Tosfos discusses that, not for now. But the Gemara says, L'may Helchasa, why did Sanhedrin leave? Amar Gisabar Avdimi, Lomar, Shlodana Dine Knossos. They didn't judge any more Dine Knossos. Dine Knossos Al-Gadaitach? What do you mean Dine Knossos? Right, we have a story that talks about Dine Knossos were saved even after the Churban. So we'll have to stop here. We'll start with this Vahamar, first wide line, and then we'll get into other historical discussions on tomorrow's daf when we get into the discussion of the years of where the Churban is. We'll see what Chazal say, and we'll see if it could be dovetailed and how we look at Chazal and the historical context of Hashem a little bit on tomorrow's daf.